build up, like you walk through it, each step you take, it'll get thicker and thicker on your feet, and it'll get to weigh around 10, 15 pounds. You can't shake it off.
What about something, I like gumbo, but it isn't very rich. Do you have anything like that?
Buckshot.
What's buckshot like?
It's similar to gumbo, but it, the water stands in it and it won't drain.
And did you ever use the word loam or loom for land? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard of it.
What have you heard it called?
I've heard of loam.
Is that supposed to be rich or poor?
I don't know.
And if you have some land that's kind of swampy and you wanted to get the water off, let's say you wanted to.
And drain it.
What would you do to drain the water off?
Canals, ditches.
What's the good one?
A ditch is a lot smaller than a canal. The canal is deep and wide.
Is the canal big enough for a boat?
Some of them.
Say if you had a heavy rain and maybe down the side of a slope or something to water it, it cut out a little. Some of the land is washed away.
Erosion.
Yeah, what would you call a little cut?
A gully.
Huh?
A gully.
Would a gully be particular size?
No.
What would you call something similar that's really huge? Real deep and narrow, where a lot of land is washed away.
Canal or ditch.
And a small rise in land would be
a hill.
What else besides a hill?
Knoll.
What's the difference between a hill and a knoll?
I'd say the hill would be higher. And just a knoll. Knoll is just a slight rise. My heel would be higher.
What about to open the door, you take hold of the door?
Door knob.
You ever use the word knob talking about land?
No.
Something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a
mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp. Kind of overhangs.
With a ledge?
Or you say someone's car went over the real steep thing that...
Embankment.
What about the word cliff?
Cliff.
Huh?
Yeah. Cliff.
Talk about several though. You talk about several.
Several cliffs.
Okay. And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, but still up in the mountains, you call that up.
You're talking about if you're riding down the road and you come to a dip or what?
Well, if you're up in the mountains, a sort of a low place between the mountains, but still up high, you call that up.
Mm-hmm.
And on television, gunfighters, Reverend Anderson, they kill, they cut a little...
Notch. Notch.
Okay. Do you ever use the word notch or gap on the mountain?
No.
What is that thing? I can't.
These are counters. You got operators in there setting tight.
Uh-huh.
And for each line they set, it counts. And we figure the average of what they can get and how much they set. If they sit in there and talk, they don't get as many lines.